T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line is Radio.com Sports NFL insider Ross Tucker. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out now on Radio.com/home or search home on the Radio.com app. Go check it out. Thanks for joining us, Ross. He's also the pride of Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, which is also my hometown. But here's the first question I have for Ross. 49ers going to be missing two offensive linemen when they play the Rams this weekend. Can you tell my two partners, nobody cares about offensive linemen? That's not going to impact this game in any way, is it?
You got the first part right. Nobody cares about offensive linemen. The second part, you're dead wrong. It is going to impact this game. And you combine not only that with my dude Kyle Juszczyk being out, and I'm seriously, seriously bummed out about this game, because I was telling everybody earlier in the week, hey, 3.5 points to the Niners, eat them up, love the Niners in this spot. And that's when I knew Juszczyk maybe might not play, but now McGlinchey on top of it. And here's the major issue, right? Most teams have a sixth man or a seventh man on the offensive line, have a third offensive tackle that can go in and play pretty well if they have to. That was kind of my role a lot in the NFL. It was kind of like the next guy to go in. That guy's usually okay, and he won't lose the game for you. When you lose two guys at the same position, when you lose two offensive tackles, now we got problems, because the other guy they put in, the fourth guy, I don't remember his name, School Skill or something, whatever it is.
Brun Skill.
He's never, almost never, good enough to really be playing. I mean, what team has four offensive tackles that are all starting caliber? Almost none of them. So that's a concern, and that's something that the Rams will absolutely go after early and often.
Ross, you know more than anybody how hard it is to get a win in the NFL, and the Niners got four, and right now I'm hearing haters just talk about the fact that they haven't played anybody, but that can be said for every team throughout the NFL this year, maybe outside of New England. I'll give you New England. Have you seen it this wide open in years past? Because every team, even Kansas City, they got defensive issues. Then you got Buffalo, the Texans, you got Dallas. You don't know what the Eagles are. I guess what I'm saying to you, Ross, is the Niners are in a good spot, but I think it's wide open.
No, I think what you're saying, Bonte, is why not us? Why not us, baby? Why
I like that.
San Francisco's here. And you know what? I don't blame you. I mean, and even New England, they haven't really played anybody or had any and been all that impressive, if we're being honest about it. I mean, I guess they beat the Bills, but they weren't all that impressive in doing it. That said, I do think the AFC ends up being the Chiefs and the Patriots in the AFC championship game. The NFC is different. I mean, the NFC, it could be one of three teams from the NFC West. It could be one of a couple in the NFC South or a couple in the NFC East, or maybe two or three teams in the NFC North. I do think that the NFC truly is wide open. And provided they can get healthy, and the good news for the Niners is that Staley, McGlinchey, Juszczyk, none of them are season-ending injuries. They can actually get all those guys back later on in the year. They just got to hold down the fort these next few weeks until they get those guys back, because those are three, especially in an outside zone scheme and what Kyle Shanahan likes to run. Offensive tackles and that fullback, those are pretty darn important positions.
Ross, looking at this Rams offense, they're averaging nearly 30 points a game, but the offensive line looks a bit different, and that running game just doesn't look the same in 2019 like 2018 when Gurley was running all over everybody before he got injured. What's up with this Rams team? What's going on with the Rams, even though they're a field goal away from being 4-1? What have you seen from the LA Rams in 2019?
No, you're right. They're not playing as well as they did last year. Now, first of all, they've got a new center and left guard who both have been in the system, but they didn't really haven't really played. They didn't really have any experience. And, you know, the only way, it's like anything else in life, right? The only way to get experience is to get experience, is to play. So I would imagine that they'll get better, but they haven't been great. Andrew Whitworth has shown his age a little bit. The right side hasn't been as good as they were last year. So that's been a negative. They haven't run it as well. So they've thrown it more. I mean, I think Goff has like 112 passes the last couple weeks, which is not what you're looking for. They've also gotten behind in games, so they've had to do that. That's not really what Jared Goff is. I think he's better when he's throwing the ball off a play action rather than just drop it back 60 times a game, 50 times a game, whatever it is. So it all goes hand in hand. But they obviously will be very rested for the Niners. They're going to need it, though. I mean, with DeForest Buckner and Dee Ford and, of course, Bosa, you know, that's the Niners' best chance to keep this thing rolling is if their front seven is dominant against a shaky Rams offensive line with all the injuries that the Niners have on offense.
How do you like Nick Bosa, Ross?
I love him for a lot of different reasons. Number one, he's a total meathead, which I have a lot of respect for. I think it's the best way to go through life. I think it's a lot more fun that way. Every once in a while, you know, I'll say something on the radio, on radio.com app or whatever, my podcast, which is also the radio.com app, and someone will say, "You're a total meathead." I'll be like, "You trying to offend me, dude?" Like, yes, I am, but I'm not just any meathead. I'm an Ivy League meathead, and I eat it up. So I love that about him, number one. Number two, I love that he wears, like, those short shorts that show off his crazy huge legs. That's my gig, too. Why not? I mean, if God gave you those tree trunks as gifts, let the world see. Give the world what they want. You know what I mean? Show them what they want. And then number three, he's really, really good at football. You know, the issue with the Bosas is never performance. It's always health.
Yeah.
It's always whether or not they're able to stay healthy enough and their availability. And now that he's 100%, I think we're seeing why he was a number two pick, why everybody knew he was this good. He's just got a really good combination of strength, speed, and most importantly, technique. I mean, he is wise beyond his years. He's fun to watch.
Ross, we're blown away that this Niner offense is predicated on his run game. It's just mauling people. But I'm telling the fellas here, at some juncture in this season or playoffs, Jimmy and the receivers are going to have to click. How confident are you that they can do that, being that we haven't seen it just yet, or a receiver kind of step up?
You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say I'm about a 5. I wouldn't say I'm overly confident. I wouldn't say it's doubtful either. I think that is going to end up being the question for the Niners down the stretch and in the playoffs, which I expect them to make. I think it will be Jimmy in the passing game, as good as this run game's been. And right now, I think Garoppolo has been fine. I think he's been good. Now, he hasn't been really good. He hasn't been really impressive, but he's also, I think, shaking the rust off a little bit, and I think that they're going to need him. And what you want to see there is just a little bit of progression each and every week. He doesn't have to put up huge numbers. They don't need it with the way this running game is right now. He just needs to be able to do enough, which is what he's done so far. I would agree, though, that there's going to be games where he's going to have to shoulder more of the load. And I'm kind of like you. I'm not sure whether or not he's up to that task yet.
Ross, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You the man,
love
Ross.
Love having you on, man.
My pleasure. See you guys.
All right. Ross Tucker. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Ross Tucker. You can catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. His new show out now on Radio.com/home or search home on the Radio.com app. Thanks again to Ross Tucker.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.